Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast, and it's Coffee at KYUK, as usual, excited about the day and sharing my excitement with you. My coffee and my oatmeal are over in the other room. I was scrambling to get the show together this morning and left my coffee and oatmeal over there. Hopefully, my guest host, co-host this morning has her coffee or oatmeal or what have you prepared for herself. Anna Rose MacArthur, news director at KYUK, on the phone with me now. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Grady.
I
have not yet had my oatmeal or coffee.
This will come later. I shared with you this morning an experience that I often have where we do have something planned, and best laid plans of mice and men, the schedules miss or something. But you know what? I do see a call coming in. So, Anna Rose, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in the community, and I'll see what's going on the phone.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Yes, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, the news director at KYUK. I have actually been in quarantine in my apartment in Bethel. This is entering week two. I came back from out of state 2 weekends ago and entered on advice from the strongly worded health advisory that the governor issued the same day that I happened to arrive back into Bethel from out of state. And since then, over the last few days, that advisory had turned into a mandate for now people who return from out of state must self-isolate in their homes for 14 days following their return from the state. So I've been working from home, as many of our KYUK staff, and I know many other people around the country have been working from home. It has been an adjustment for sure. I know many people are going through, how do you work from home? How do you, one, just stay focused and on task when you're in your house among all your comfortable items and also around other people? And then also, how do you have the infrastructure itself? How do you make sure that your computer is able to work the way it does when you're in your work office? How do you make sure that you have all the software that's necessary? So that's certainly something that we at KYUK have been navigating. We are taking this seriously. We have closed our doors at the station to guests for the sake of protecting our staff, of protecting the public, of limiting that close personal contact. Many of our staff are working from home. And when there are people at the station, they are often in separate rooms from each other, almost exclusively in separate rooms from each other.
Yeah, we've had no more than really three in the office, but it feels like we're more connected, honestly, with our morning calls and the efforts to coordinate guests and things. I feel more connected in this circumstance, so I'm happy about that. That was not our guest on the phone, Anna Rose, unfortunately. But I did want to ask. I did want to mention that today at 2 p.m. we will be covering the city emergency meeting, or the Bethel City Council emergency meeting today. On the agenda is a heftier emergency ordinance. Do you know more about that, or is that speculative for you?
That would be speculative for me. There was a Bethel City Council meeting last night. Our reporter, KYUK reporter Greg Kim, was in attendance reporting from there, and he'll be covering this coming meeting as well.
I am interested. It's an interesting position that our city council's put in, because we're a small borough or a small village, and we don't have quite as much authority over the citizens as a town or a larger city does. So I'm interested in what's going to happen.
Right, Bethel's classified as a second-class city,
mm-hmm.
And so that gives it certain governing powers and also restrictions from certain governing powers that are seen in what are considered first-class cities. What we were scheduled to talk about today is we were going to bring on a guest from one of our local airlines, Nathan McCabe, General Manager of Ute Commuter Service, to talk about how the commuter service is responding to this coronavirus crisis, about how they are economically working to stay afloat, and how they're respecting the multiple village travel restrictions that are coming from communities across this region as they are taking action to prevent the spread of the coronavirus to their communities. Unfortunately, he's not able to join us this morning. He contacted me and said that he was on an important phone call. I know that this is a busy time for everyone, particularly as airlines across the nation are seeing a very steep decline in passenger numbers. I will be able to share what we talked about yesterday. So I talked with Nathan McCabe, General Manager of Ute Commuter Service, which is based here in Bethel and serves villages, communities across this region. And I'll be able to share some of the things that he said was happening. He said that at the beginning of March, the air carrier employed 65 employees, and now, not even at the end of the month yet, about half of those employees have been laid off or placed on leave without pay. He said that, quote, they're trying, like every other airline business, to stay afloat right now. He said those cutbacks started the second week of this month when the number of passengers also began declining, but also in the past couple weeks, there have been multiple days of inclement weather where planes have been grounded entirely. And then when planes have flown, McCabe says they're only carrying one or two passengers. And then meanwhile, tribes, communities across the region are putting in very strict travel restrictions, many of them only allowing residents to enter their communities and also not allowing travel between communities. McCabe says he wants Ute Commuter Service to comply. He said, quote, villages have been contacting us by email. We read it and respect what they're asking. You don't want this virus going out to the villages because it could decimate them. But he says that McCabe hasn't had to turn away non-residents from boarding planes because so far it's only been residents returning to their home communities so far. He says, quote, people are wanting to go home to be safe and be with their families. And he says that many of the people who work at Ute, they're from the region. They are acquainted with people who live in the region, and so they're able to tell and to talk with people and find out what their home community is so they can make sure that when they're boarding a plane, that is the destination that they're going to. He also said that there are Ute pilots who work in the lower 48, but those pilots have chosen to stay home during this time. And passengers who show visible symptoms of COVID-19 is the illness caused by the novel coronavirus. He said people with those visible symptoms, like coughing, are not allowed to fly. I spoke with other air carriers as well yesterday. I was calling around getting information to report out to the region. I spoke with Grant Aviation. I spoke with Den Knezik, the vice president of operations there. Grant, of course, is another regional air carrier, serves the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta as well as the Bristol Bay area. And Grant has not cut or put on leave without pay any employees. So all of its approximately 200 employees are still employed, and they are still receiving paychecks. Dan Knezik says that bookings have declined and that Grant has cut about a third of its flights because of those declines. But because of the recent inclement weather that has kept planes grounded for many days over the past couple weeks, Grant will need a stretch of clear weather where planes are able to consistently fly to really be able to calculate and see clearly how steep the decline in passengers has become. Kinesic says that Grant is also abiding by the individual village travel restrictions. He said, quote, some villages are asking us to check tribal IDs. Some are asking us to ask if passengers are residents. Some are asking for there to be no travel. We've provided a chart to all our employees with the restrictions. So he said that the employees have this chart. Pilots who fly have the chart in their plane, and they're able to reference that to make sure that they are honoring those restrictions issued by communities across the region. Of course, communities are issuing these travel restrictions to limit the spread of coronavirus to their small communities, often communities with very limited health infrastructure. Grant has also stopped all travel between villages except for travel to the sub-regional medical clinics operated by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta here in the region and for people needing to get home. So if someone is in one village, they will be able to be transported to their other village. Kinesic said daily flights for Grant's two villages will continue because villages need that freight, that medicine, that mail that Grant and other air carriers provide. And he says that he has seen, quote, a significant increase in mail orders and that mail delivery could actually prop up Grant's bottom line through this pandemic. He says that Grant could even end up flying its usual number of planes because of this tremendous increase in mail orders. However, that lack of passengers will increase Grant's cost along the way as well. And an update from Raven, another regional air carrier, Alaska's largest regional air carriers. Raven is temporarily cutting 146 positions out of about 1,300 due to a, quote, dramatic reduction in passenger bookings resulting from the recent arrival of the COVID-19 coronavirus. And the company spokeswoman, Debbie Reinwand, says that Raven is hoping to rehire those employees as soon as possible. As far as where those positions that are being cut, where those employees are located, we do not have that information at that time. But those are updates from Raven Air, from Ute Commuter Service, and from Grant Aviation Regional Airlines here in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. A little more information, Grant Aviation is taking the temperature of employees, so that includes pilots. Before they start their shifts, they're required to do a temperature reading for themselves and for that to be monitored to make sure that they aren't developing any sort of fever, which could be an indication of a response to a virus. And that is the information that I'm able to share at this time. Grady.
Yeah. So I would say that I'm going to give us a small bit of a break, and then we'll come back and we'll say goodbye to the listeners. What do you think about that? I'm going to listen to a song. It's called Richard Thompson. It's called Keep Your Distance by request from a listener. While we're all keeping our social distance, keep in mind that we can also practice distance socializing, which is using the old emails and the text messages to keep in touch. Here's Keep Your Distance by Richard Thompson. We'll be back with Anna Rose MacArthur on Coffee at KYUK in just a bit.
Cross my hand and say,
That's Keep Your Distance by Richard Thompson. A little bit of a Coffee at KYUK pun this morning. But you know what? Anna Rose, are you with me?
I'm there, yes.
Yeah, yes. All the lights just went off here in the station because there's no movement. As we were joking about nobody in the break room off air, the lights went off, and I'm literally in the dark here by my lonesome. I know there's someone far on the other side of the room, on this other side of the offices. I'm glad that we're taking this very seriously. I'm happy that those of us who traveled out of state or were living with people who had flu symptoms took it seriously and stayed home. Thank you for that, Anna Rose, although I do miss you in the station.
I miss being there, too. It's hard being away from everybody, but I am happy to be social distancing right now, to be home isolating for 14 days in order to protect this community that I love and to protect, you know, this place where we live.
We don't have much time, so all I can really say is thank you for delivering that information relative to the airlines in short order this morning. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Grady. Good to talk to you.
Leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. And one way you can do that is by calling into Birthday Line today and give shout-outs to those you care about and you know are listening. Another way to do that is to maintain your social distance. Don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
Kwaka, 90% Dorten Bital Rit Asirilachtut Cancerak Nalakumakan Urmanun Mutsudut Akililarat Canceranik Yuvriutst Unamak Imiri Kayagauhu Muzvich Bini Jalilre Baksuku Healthcare.gov Kwasu Kayagauhu 1-800-318-2596 Una Kingunung Tukwakin Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.